There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to live for a night.
Hey, hey.
Start the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey,
now for even drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knock back the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a night.
Hey,
not the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a night.
Hey,
not the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, tries a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
tries
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
it's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
tries
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Right. Happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. We are sampling a little bit of homemade peanut butter moonshine.
This stuff. Wow.
And it's about 100, somewhere between 150 and 170 proof. It starts out at 190, and I really didn't add anything to it but peanut butter and dates. I saw a recipe on how to make peanut butter milk, and
sure,
instead of adding water, I added moonshine, and I thought it would be delicious. Well, but
was this your, like, your Detroit Tigers opening day kind of foray?
No, actually, I saw this a few weeks ago and wanted to, you know, toil with it. And today was kind of the finished product.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, let's bring it in and see what we can do with it. I didn't even know if you liked peanut butter. I asked you when I came in.
I love peanut butter. I can't have it because, I'm not supposed to have it because Dorothy is really allergic to peanuts.
I got to believe that would kill any allergy that she had.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to really brush your teeth and gargle and everything else before.
Yeah, I mean,
anything like that.
I just took a little sip once we got here in the studio. My nose started running, my throat started burning.
That's 190 proof. And then you added some of that cream.
Yeah, the Shanky's whip.
And it's starting to separate, if you can see in the glass there.
Awesome. Well, we'll just. Oh, yeah. Look at there. It looks like a layered drink. See, I'm like one of them crafty. Bartenders.
There you go.
Just put me in the movie Cocktail 2. Tom Cruise ain't got nothing on me.
That's right.
Oh, well, anyway, we got to cut back, though. That's a little, that'll get us a little thick in the waist, and we got to talk. You know, Father John, we got to get him on a some sort of diet. He's, you know, yeah, he doesn't sin a whole lot, but gluttony is a sin also. Yeah, and, you know,
yeah, one out of seven ain't bad. In fact, he's calling right now.
He's probably hearing us. So.
All right, here we go. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Oh, we're fighting gremlins, but it sounds like you came through with the power of Christ.
Well, of course, you know, carry the Lord in my pocket.
The Catholic Church has Geek Squad.
Too bad you couldn't do nothing for them Tigers today.
Well, you know, you can't win them all.
No, I didn't think they were going to go 162 to nothing.
Yeah. They didn't turn out so good.
Well, Father, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just a regular nice day out there, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, blue skies, not a cloud in the sky anywhere that I could see today, for sure.
Well, no, you know, I spent a little bit of time out there, not a whole bunch, you know. I got stuff I have to do inside, outside.
Well, we're worried about you, Father.
Well, what you worried about now?
Well, your frock's starting to look a little bit like a miniskirt.
Uh-oh.
Like you what? Know, there's a flock under your frock or something.
What in the world are you talking about now?
He's saying there's probably maybe too many spaghetti dinners and pancake dinners in the basement.
Well, yeah, you know, I do like my spaghetti.
And, you know, we got you the punchkies, and we had the corned beef and cabbage, and...
The brownies.
The brownies.
Oh, I love them.
Well, Father, you know, our motto is, we're here for a good time, not a long time, but there's a few people that kind of count on you. You're a little bit different than us. And so, this is one night where I feel like the tables have turned. I feel like maybe we need to talk you off the ledge. Of the donut shop.
For heaven's sakes, what are you talking about? Why you do such a thing?
I'm just saying some more salads and a little less meatballs.
Why would you do such a thing?
Well, truth be told, Sister Mary told us that when you walk, you just from the chair to the altar, you're out of breath.
That's a long walk, for heaven's sakes.
How do you expect to ever walk on water when you can't even float?
I don't know if you know this. That is Jesus that walked on water. I don't walk on water.
Unless it's frozen. And then there's got to be at least 6 inches, apparently.
Wait. Oh, that was a fat joke, and I caught it.
Listen, when you got to charge yourself up like a choo-choo train to get off the toilet, we got to talk.
Well, that was another one. Jeez, you're full of dinner tonight, you know.
We're just saying, we need to talk about a little bit of healthiness.
And why would we have to do such a thing?
Well, because frocks are expensive, and we can't just throw out all your extra larges for 2Xs.
I can just throw the one on the bottom.
I don't know if Big and Tall has a Catholic section.
Oh, heaven forbid. Maybe I'll have to back.
Sister Ann told us that last week when you took communion, you slid a piece of pickled bologna and cheese in between two wafers.
That's desecration. Don't do such a thing.
I'm just saying.
I heard when you tried to give a baptism that you had to put some more water back in the baptismal fountain because it all came out.
I don't get in that bath.
Oh, that's right. Catholics, they do the dribble of the water over the... Okay, I'm used to total submersion, but, you know.
Well, I mean, we do total submersion, but you're a baby. We don't do it when you're 25, like some of these other heathens that are like, sorry, I'm 26 years too late, you know. No, we do it shortly after you're out of the hospital when you're born. And yeah, it's full submersion, but it's like you're just kind of washing the baby, and it's holy water, so it just kind of dissipates in the air.
makes you guys think I'm walking into a lake or something.
Oh, well. Anyway, Father, so what are we going to do? Are we going to, you know, have to put a treadmill at the pulpit?
A treadmill at the pulpit? That's kind of funny, you know?
Yeah, I'm thinking at the closing of Mass when you're walking out, you know, after you say go in peace and you're walking out singing Be Not Afraid, I'm thinking we're going to have to step it up a little bit, like almost like a jog.
Take a jog?
Yeah. Maybe we'll play some Jackie Robinson instead of Be Not Afraid, and we'll just, like, you know, keep on lifting me higher, and we'll just have you jog out of the church a little bit.
There you go. You get all the parishioners involved. You go, all right, kneel down. Now get up again, kneel down, and one, and two, and three, and four.
That's right. Instead of Richard Simmons, it'll just be Father John's aerobics. You could get all the seniors involved to think of how many lives you would change in Father John's fitness.
Think about what would happen to my legs if I were to run. I think they'd break.
Well, okay. So I guess, you know, they always say good fitness starts in the kitchen. So I guess we'll just start there. So Adam and I, we're gonna swear to a pact that we're gonna bring you healthy food. We're gonna have you start eating some hummus. We're gonna have you start eating some more greens, some more vegetables.
Collard greens, good.
Yeah. Well, collard greens, that's more of a Baptist thing, I think. I'm talking spinach, like Popeye.
Spinach for my salad, yeah, that's okay, but I got to have good dressing.
Now, that's a weakness for me too, Father.
Yeah, so we're going to work on that. It's probably going to be vinegar and olive oil.
Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah, there's no ranch. There's no Catalina.
No Thousand Island?
Absolutely not. That stuff's loaded in sugar. I may as well pour frosted flakes on your salad.
Well, hey, not... Okay, we're trying to do something good. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, no, we got to keep them alive.
Hey, look, you know, you could go ahead and throw maybe, I don't know, a Snickers bar on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I will get you a Snickers-flavored protein bar after a couple of push-ups.
Push-ups?
Yeah.
You think I'm going to be able to pick my belly off the ground with my arms? They're not very long.
Well, we're going to start on your knee. Yeah, we're going to start on your knees like you're praying. And if you really got God in your pocket, we're going to get you through this, Father. We got to get you healthy. Summer's coming up, and we got the rummage sale. We got the book sale. And we got a lot of outdoor things coming up. And so you can't be running around out there looking like a king dong.
Holy smoke. You just called me a ding dong.
Well, like that little Debbie thing that's all black and white, you know? Just kind of plump in the middle.
Oh, geez. Now my self-esteem is shot.
Well, we want you to feel good about yourself, but we can't have you going to the gym and pumping iron and getting to be like one of those big weightlifters, something like that, because I don't like the idea of you getting so big that I fall asleep in the back pew and you waking me up, throwing me through a color plate glass window.
I wouldn't waste the glass.
Stained glass, that's what I was trying to think
of. He was trying to think of the stained glass.
The colored glass, you know, the pretty one?
Oh, well, Father, well, we're going to let you get on here, but yeah, no, all the holidays are over, so until Cinco de Mayo, things are kind of settled in. So if we can hold off on the tacos and nachos till Cinco de Mayo, and we're going to have more salads and more protein drinks and some less spaghetti and pancakes, I think we'll get her worked out.
I have a big luncheon tomorrow I have to go to.
Oh,
well, good. Just make salad the main part of the luncheon.
So, like, then does that mean I can't, like, oh, I don't know, like, I don't know, maybe a three musketeer bar or two?
Nope. Nope. Not even a one musketeer bar.
These are very nice.
No clearance jelly beans from Easter. No after Easter Cadbury eggs. If you're hankering something sweet, eat some berries.
I don't know about that.
And what? Not chocolate-covered strawberries don't count. I don't care what Mrs. Flanagan says. When they bring you all them baked goods and sweets, you got to learn to say no thank you. Or donate them to the soup kitchen, because them people need sweets more than you do. They don't have any teeth anyway, most of them.
Oh, they don't, do they? Oh, my Lord. Oh, for heaven's sake. Okay, then, so then apple pie's okay, though. Because it's a fruit, apple.
He's got you there.
We're going to work on that. I'll get you some diet apple pie. It's probably going to be more like apples on a salad, but we'll work it out. Instead of crust, we're going to put it between two leaves of iceberg lettuce. And instead of all that sugar and all that cinnamon in there, we're probably going to put some walnuts and some cranberries.
Yeah, it's just a fruit. Isn't that what the serpent told Eve?
Yeah, that was, bite of the apple. Go ahead.
See? Well, I don't know that. Listen, okay, then cherry pies.
There you go.
My goodness. He can find a way around everything. Well, I suppose one slice of cherry pie a day or one slice of apple pie a day is good as long as you eat your salad.
Oh, man, you're no fun.
I know. They don't give you a whole lot of entertainment in the priesthood, and I know that eating is one of the big ones. I know. I've known a lot of priests, and I've seen them at a lot of weddings. And they might not partake in the alcohol at the bar, not even the wine. But they do eat their share of cake.
No, yeah.
I've never seen a priest eat only one slice of cake at a wedding.
Why would you do so?
That's right.
It's a big wedding cake. Why not?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's enough for everybody to have two.
Plenty to go around. You know, and maybe I just think I'm a little hungry. And hey, don't, after I have your brownies, look how happy I am.
This is true.
I can work on that. I can make sugar-free weed brownies. I mean, I can make sugar-free brownies.
How am I going to taste terrible?
Yeah, well, you won't know the difference.
Well, let me get back to my work here, and we'll let you boys get on with your music, and maybe you'll forget all about this diet.
I'm not going to let it go, Father. I'm going to give you a couple of weeks, and we're going to remeasure you and get you down to fighting weight. And then, you know, maybe when you're walking out, you won't have to stop and lean on the pews halfway through.
Well, I'm not leaning there. I'm just being nice.
Yeah, of course you are. You know, Mrs. McGuthrie cannot hear what you're saying. She's blind and deaf and has been for the past 15 years. So when you say you're talking to her, there's nobody home.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. That wasn't very nice of you.
Well, I didn't make her blind and deaf. I'm just saying your pretending doesn't go unnoticed throughout the church.
She doesn't know that I'm overweight.
She doesn't know that I'm overweight. Nope, that she doesn't.
It's just when you're walking down the aisle, she can feel the pew kind of like dip down when you're walking by.
That's right. Yeah, the whole church kind of goes to a slant a little bit.
All right, I think we've picked on him enough. Father John, thank you very much for your patience, and thanks for calling in.
All right, well, have a good night, fellas, and may your music play well.
Good night, Father.
Get up. Well, if my K, your old, your base, your brutal, low, your oldest case, and then for William's tongue.
a taxi cut out upon an Irish rock. Fly up when we take the manners. Catch a slayer like a dare. Vic will do a vehicle dare. Elvis, will you never care? Fallen is a shadow. Up and hell of it out with sword. And we go by way of the Lord. Vic McHugh has given the word. Follow me up to Carlo. Catch a slayer like a dare. Vic will do a vehicle dare. Elvis, will you never care? Fallen is a shadow. Up and hell of it out with sword. And we go by way of the Lord. Vic McHugh has given the word. Follow me up to Carlo.
Equals your blood alcohol content.
Savior's huddle, silent mothers, paps, and angels. Hope disappears like moonlight, galley echoes deep. snap through the heavens. Hail of the morning rods that call me, they surround. Cold storm is upon us, steaming, cause deadly dancing. Bend down your axes, put the moans in the rise. Grandsettles and scolded child. Don't sight see the stars, they hear raptors, no one smile. Swans crying and try, believe in clear conquered chaos. Long to see the harbour, let loving for a while. The depths now cradled, we can't fight any refeeding. Sails begin to flap, something wicked on its way. Mist and fog in the crow's nest, last prayers are but given. Rally to your feet, boys, the devil's come back to play. The fury eye close to the struggle. The post's overboard, Clifford pays at such a cost. The sights go, we're missing, taking much unholy war. Can't feel the deck below them, 58 is now a lost. Just below the surface cry, slip away forever. Down with Captain Jones, committed to the deep. Girls cackle to the cliff storm, with one with its anger. We still shun, should die, while forever to haunt its sleep.
Welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney right here on the Blarney Hour. What a night. We're into the sampling of the peanut butter liquor.
And you didn't like your own concoction at first.
I didn't. Well, I knew it was too hot. I knew it needed something. And that Shanky's Whip, that Irish cream, if you buy that, by itself, it tastes like just vanilla frosting. But you add that to this, it tastes like a Werther's caramel.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yep, my nose running, it's so good. Anyway, let's get them bills paid, and we're going to come out of this with some Gaelic Storm, and boy, we got quite a bit actually coming up. We'll be right back, folks.
The Sessions Concert Series is a great way to get up close and personal with the bands I play on Sessions. Another show is on its way with three bands you need to see live. Saturday, April 13th, come out to the Hitchin' Post in Lapeer. There you'll see Blue Sky, Mad Bastardson, and Attaboy. I'll be there as your MC. No tickets to buy, no cover charge, just come in and celebrate Michigan-made music. The Post is located at 1636 Emily City Road in Lapeer. This is a 21 and over show. Saturday, April 13th, starting at 8 p.m. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When was the last time you visited downtown Lapeer? Hey guys, Jim from the Lapeer Main Street Hour here, and I want to invite you to rediscover downtown Lapeer and all that it has to offer throughout the fall and holiday season. With 13 dining establishments to choose from, downtown Lapeer has one of the hottest up-and-coming food scenes in the area. Make it a day and enjoy an afternoon of shopping, arts, and entertainment. With over 180 businesses, downtown Lapeer truly has something for everybody. Great food, shopping, entertainment, and more. Isn't it time you rediscovered downtown Lapeer?
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Let me tell you a little story about a man named Johnny Tarr. He was a hard-drinking son of a preacher, always at the bar. Lager from the tap or shots of paddy from the shelf. He could open his throttle and throw back a bottle as quick as the devil himself. Johnny Tarr. And the word got around that Johnny Tarr was no pretender. From Clare to here they'd lock up the beer when Johnny went on a bender. Down at Dickie Mac's, the rising sun or at the Swan, he was drinking by 7, by 10 to 11, well all the booze would be gone. Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. It was 9 in the morning on a cold and rainy night. Johnny walked into the castle bar, looking to get tight. He had money in his pocket, he had whiskey in his eye. He said, get up off your asses and set up the glasses. I'm drinking this place dry. Now all the serious boozers, they were soon broken hearted when Johnny finished off 6. And he was only getting started, guzzling down the pints and knocking them back like candy. He was looking all right to be drinking all night. Then Nora brought out the brandy. Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Here we go, Sheila. Oh.
Thank you. drank the whole damn bottle, had another pint or two. When it made no impression, he started a session with Murphy's Millennium Brew. He was waiting for his pint when his face turned green. Jesus, Johnny fell down after only 15. Now you could have heard a pin drop, and the crowd let out a roar. It took 5 Cork women to lift Johnny off the floor. The doctor looked him over, said you better call the hearse. But it's not what you're thinking, it wasn't the drinking. This man died of thirst, Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. So I wasn't there. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there. I swear I had an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Story tale of the day when Johnny fell. But here's a side of the story wise you might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, himself and the 5 Cork women had to bury Johnny Tarr. He rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishopstown. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell. So if it starts to rain, thunder rolls loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landing on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink and die. Well, we finally got him out the door and popped him again the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He found the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink and cry. Where we lived and died, we went in to drown our sorrows, and we left the corpse outside. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand. A pigeon on his bald head and a pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlout. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. If it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, and landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie in the big pub. Way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me. One day as I went down the yard by the sea, the sun it was bright and the day it was warm. Says I, a quiet pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went into the barman, I said, give me a stout. Says the barman, I'm sorry, all the beer to sold out. Try whiskey or vodka, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. After lowering the third, I headed straight for the yard, where I bumped into Brophy, the big civic guard. Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? Well, I upped with my fist, and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up. Well, sure 'twasn't, I hit him through the Johnny jump up. And the next thing I met down in Yalway the sea was a cripple on crutches, and says he to me, I'm afraid of me life, I'll be hit by a car. Would you help me across to the railway man's bar? And after 3 pints of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and he danced at his feet. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. Road a friend for to see, they call it the Mad House in Cork by the Lee. When I got up there, the truth I do tell, they had the poor bugger locked up in his cell. Says the guard testing him, say these words if you can. Around the ragged rocks, the ragged rascal ran. Tell them I'm not crazy, tell them I'm not mad, 'twas only 6 pints of that cider I had. Now a man died in the Union by the name of McNab. They washed him and placed him outside on a slab. And after the coroner his measurements to take, his wife took him home to a bloody fine wake. It was about 12 o'clock and the beer it was high. The corpse he sat up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up, till I drink them a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up.
Brandy from Martinique, the rum. Sweet red Cabernet from Italy does come, but the fairest of them all, me boys, the one to beat the day, is made from apples up the mighty Saguenay. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, buddy, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge.
She's called the Dreadnought Cider. She's proper and she's fine. And when the day is over, sure I wish that she were mine. Or in the dark of winter, or on a summer's eve. Oh, one hand giveth and the other doth receive. So follow me, lass, 'cause this ain't no grogger ale. One pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. So turn your sails over and bring her hard to port. Find that little star and fly straight into the north. The wild sun upon your back, the wind a-blowing free. You're rolling up the river, boys, to Oshikutami. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. So you can have a Magners and pour it over ice. Or you can have a Strongbow if it's sadness that you like. Or join us up the river and we'll set your hearts aglow. And how you'll feel when the real cider starts to flow. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the shore.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy Saturday. Adam and I both got the sneezies. We got into the hot liquor there with the, we talked about it on the last break, the Shanky's Whip and the Peanut Butter Moonshine, but it has just taken us by storm. So I think I've come up with a new invention, because there's Screwball and there's a lot of other liquors out there that are peanut butter, but I've never had Peanut Butter Moonshine until today, and I've stumbled upon something.
A spicy peanut, that's a real thing. There's a lot of people, like Planters has that.
Yeah.
I think you got something. You need to go to the copyright office
and
now.
And bottle it. Yeah, we'll get a patent on this.
Tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Droopy's Spicy Peanuts. Yeah. Taste these nuts.
Yeah, in a liquid form only. Yeah.
It'll take them a minute, but
think of me when your eyes are watering and your throat's burning and you're sneezing your head off.
So this last set, you were in the J moods of Johnny Tard, Johnny Jump Up,
Jolly Rouge. Never drink them dry, Jolly
Apparently
Rouge.
You went through like your list and then you just stopped at the J's like, all right, we'll do these four.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was sneezing.
I'm not hating. I've done the same thing. I've caught myself.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's about going to do us for tonight, but not all of us. Adam's going to be here for another 3 hours.
Yes.
Michigan-made music. He's got a lot of featured artists coming up, and I think he teased me a little bit earlier. I think he said he's going to head off the show with the Rubber Band Man by the Spinners.
That was a couple weeks ago. I'm going to be doing...
Is that what it was? That was a playlist from a couple weeks ago. Yeah, okay, I saw a post about it, so I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah, no, tonight I'm starting things off with the Romantics.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not me. But we got a couple more coming up, and we're going to do some that some of you are familiar with. I know I got Bloody Sunday coming up by U2, and I'm going to leave the last two to Adam's choice.
Ooh,
so good night from me, everybody, and we will see you next Saturday.